Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
In our journey through the Psalms, one of the things that we're getting to the point of is this, that we've come to a point in the Psalms where we've reached a very well-loved, probably one of the most well-known and one of the most well-loved Psalms in all of the Psalms, which is Psalm 23. We're going to take some time. Psalm 23 is worth us taking time. All of Scripture is great, but Psalm 23 holds a very dear spot in our hearts. And it's good for us to kind of sit at David's feet and listen to him as he shares, tells his story, as he becomes the storyteller in our life, to be able to share a little bit of his experience that he had with his Heavenly Father. And he shares that with us, right, through this Psalm 23, specifically in how God cares for him as his shepherd, right? And so that's what we're going to look at today. David knows a little bit about what it means to be a shepherd. He's been one for years and years, and so he knows all of the things that encompass being a shepherd to sheep. And so for him, this shepherd psalm has a ton of meaning to it. You know, we talked Father's Day, we talked about how David describes his experiences by talking about how he is his fortress, his rock, his high tower. This also is an aspect of how David describes God as one of the experiences that he has as his shepherd, right? So we're going to look at it. Now, there is a lot in this psalm that we can miss simply because we just don't know what it means to be a shepherd. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't personally have been to any kind of an experience where I know how sheep are raised. Dan, have you? I don't know if you've ever been. You know, I have no idea, you know. There are some things that, and so because of that, you know, for David's day, shepherding was pretty common. You know, they had shepherding all the time. But for us, it wasn't a very common thing. And so I know I've never been on a shepherd farm, sheep farm before. I don't know a lot about what it means to care for. And so because of that, it's going to be very easy for you and I to miss a lot of the things that David is saying in these phrases, right? And so we're going to look a little bit so how do we do that? How do we see what David is talking about and understanding it in the way that David did? And that's the question. See, if we understand a psalm in the way that the person wrote it, it helps us to be able to understand that a lot better. It was about 15 years ago that I read a book that really opened my eyes to how much of the shepherd's care is actually described in Psalm 23. Each phrase in the psalm itself describes so much more than what you and I can see and understand in our time here. And so I'm going to use that book a little bit. It was written by a man named Philip Keller. And Philip Keller he grew up in East Africa, where a lot of the shepherding is done in the same way that it was in the Bible times. And so he had a very connection there with understanding how that worked. And he himself was a shepherd for many years. And so he understood the intricacies of shepherding, especially in David's context, a lot better than a lot of us would. And so he shared these things through his book. And so that's something that I want to share with as well. And so in order for us to do that, we're going to use the truths that he has shared with his church family and then shared with us through his book. And I'm going to use some of that to share with us to help us understand what David is talking about. But more importantly, so that you and I can understand what kind of a shepherd our Savior Jesus is. And that's my goal, is to help us, you and me, to be able to understand what it means to have Jesus, to have your Father, the Lord, as your shepherd. So we're going to look at Psalm 23, but before we do that, Let's take time to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we understand and look at the scripture that we are about to study. Father, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for reminding us of how good you are in all kinds of different ways. Today, we're going to look at one specific way, how you care for us and protect us and comfort us and meet our needs through the aspect, through the window of a shepherd, through that perspective, through that experience. And so help us as we study your word. Holy Spirit, open up your word to us so that we can understand it in ways that further enrich our understanding of who our Father is and who our Savior is. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 23 starts in verse 1. It says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Verse 2 says this: "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." We're going to look at these two verses as we study the psalm. Verse 1 and verse 2: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And verse 2: "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Think about that phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd." You know, one of the interesting things is this. One of the main, and this is so interesting, probably the biggest thing that will affect the life of a sheep, the biggest thing that will make, the one thing that makes the biggest difference in the life of a sheep is who its shepherd is. Who is the shepherd of the sheep? If the shepherd is a good shepherd, the life of the sheep will be very good, very cared for, very, very, just well maintained, well cared for. But if the shepherd is not that good of a shepherd, there's not much that the sheep can do to offset a bad shepherd. And the reason is this: out of all of the animals that are cared for by mankind, sheep are the one who are depending more than any other animal on their master's care. They literally, consistently, and constantly depend on their master's care. Literally every aspect of life is directly affected by how well the shepherd takes care of them. So, if your shepherd is good, if he's a hardworking, attentive, if he's a shepherd who loves them and protects them and plans for their needs ahead of time, the sheep will have a great life. But if the shepherd is not willing to put in the work and the effort in caring for the sheep, then they are going to suffer. And there's really not much they can do to alleviate the predicament that they're in of not having a good shepherd. And so for them, what kind of shepherd they have is critical for how they live. And so when David says, "The Lord is my shepherd," he's basically saying this: of all of the people who could be my shepherd, I get the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, in the context of saying, man, God, the creator of all things, the ruler of all things, the one in whose power I can fully rest on, he is the one who is my shepherd, the one in whom all wisdom and strength and preparing my needs, he's the one who is my shepherd, the one who loves more than anybody else, the one who can care more than anybody else. He is my shepherd. Oh, isn't that great? Oh, love it. His gentleness, his goodness is what he cares for me with. God, the King, the ruler of all things, is my shepherd. Here's the thing that's amazing. If you have put your trust in Jesus, he is your shepherd as well. And you know what? You get to be like David. The Lord is my shepherd. Of all the shepherds that I could have had, I get to have the Lord as my shepherd. But exactly how good is our shepherd really, when you think about it, right? What determines how good a shepherd is? One of the things that you can base that on is how much he's willing to give. How much is he willing to do? What is the extent to what he will do in order to care for his sheep? How far is he willing to go? What's he willing to do to make sure that his sheep are cared for? Jesus told us what that is over in John 10. He says this, I am the good shepherd. How good? The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. His good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's amazing, right? Think about what this means for you as one who is under the care of Jesus, the good shepherd. Not only has your shepherd given his life to redeem you, to purchase you, right? He's purchased you and bought you with his blood on the cross. But he also continually gives his life in caring for you. Right now, he guides you. He sustains you. He protects you. There is not a thing that your shepherd will do there's not a thing that your shepherd will not do in caring for you. He will do everything in his power, and his power is great. So you can rejoice in that. Man, isn't that good? Oh, I tell you what, that blesses my soul. When I was thinking about that, that blessed my soul. And it helps me to be thankful for that, because I know that because of his grace to me, Jesus bought me, he purchased me, and he brought me into his sheepfold. Boy, that's good. That's so good. This is maybe why David said in that first verse. In fact, let's look at it real quick. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Maybe that's why he says, I shall not want. Because he understands the magnitude of the fact that the Lord is his shepherd. He recognizes that in his life, there is not one reason for him not to be satisfied with who his shepherd is. There's no reason for him to want anybody else to be his shepherd. His shepherd is the one shepherd who gives all of himself for his sheep. It may be, though, that when you read the phrase, I shall not want, there may be question marks that come up. Well, think about David. I mean, David had a lot of struggle and times when he had great physical needs in his life. When you think about how much David suffered as he was running away from Saul, and as Saul was hunting him, he knew what it was like to not have food when you're hungry. He knew what it was like to sleep in cold caves. He knew what it was like to fear for your life and not know if rescue is going to come, right? So how in the world could David say, I shall not want? What's the connection there? Maybe it was because of the fact that David recognized that even during physical hardships, even during times of great difficulty, he could still be confident in the fact that his shepherd was watching out for him. And that in his moments of panic and fear, that his shepherd was actually right there with him. That in his moments of hunger, the shepherd was already in the process of preparing food for him. So David recognized that he did not lack the care he needed from his shepherd. His shepherd was good, and so he found contentment in him. David knew that his life was in good hands. Boy, isn't that so helpful? Your life is in good hands. He knew his shepherd found joy in caring for him. I don't know about you, but have you ever had a pet? I tell you what, sometimes having a pet takes a lot of work, and sometimes there is very little joy in some aspects of caring for a pet, right? But in David's life, the shepherd, his shepherd found joy in caring for him. So as we go through Psalm 23, you're going to discover the wonderful ways in which your shepherd's care for you is fully sufficient for you. We're going to find this because like in each verse, there's like so a different aspect of how a shepherd cares for his sheep, pointing to how our Father, how our Savior cares for us. So in your times of fear, in your times of panic, in your times of difficulty, you, like David, will discover that your shepherd has not abandoned you. He's right there with you. He's constantly working in your life to care for you. So that's what we're going to look at. One of the ways we're going to see that is in verse 2. Verse 2 is what we're going to look at. Verse 2 says this. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Let's look at that word, to lie down. To lie down. What does it mean to be able to lie down? Well, this is one of the interesting things that I did not know about. Philip Keller in his book describes a couple of different reasons that sheep will not lie down. They have to have a couple of things that are fully cared for before they're willing to be at peace enough to lie down, to rest, right? A couple of those things, are one of them is this. They can't be afraid of any dangerous animals that may be nearby. They can't have a fear of a predator nearby. They can't have a fear of them being assaulted by an animal. That's one of the things. And the other thing is, they can't be worried about being hungry or thirsty. In other words, if they're not full and if they're not satisfied, they're likely going to, instead of resting and relaxing and lying down in green pastures, they're going to be foraging and hunting for food. So that fear and panic of a potential predator animal and that fear of not having enough to eat will prevent a sheep from being willing to lie down. The interesting thing is this. The conditions that are mentioned cannot be met by the sheep themselves. Each condition can only be met by their shepherd. And that takes a lot of work for the shepherd. It's a lot of work to be able to provide things that they need in order for them to be able to lie down and rest. Some of the things are in the background, him planning and preparing ahead of time to make sure that they have plenty of green pastures to feed on, making sure that they have plenty of good water from which to drink. Other things, some may be in the background, and other things are right there with them by being with them. The sense of safety that his presence brings when they are worried about animals. And in both ways, whether in the background or whether he's present with them, the sheep are dependent on the shepherd in order to fully and peacefully rest. Let's think about those two things, protection and food and water. In the aspect of protection, the shepherd's presence is critical for their protection and especially for their sense of calm, right? Sheep don't have any way of defending themselves. They're easy targets for predators. And so because of that, they tend to be hyper aware of what's going on around them. Whatever they think might be a dangerous animal, in that case, they'll tend to panic and blindly run away. If they sense some kind of danger, or if they see another sheep sensing danger. For example, yeah, if they sense a bear or a wolf or something like that, or a coyote or something, yes, they'll panic and run. But also, maybe a rabbit will startle a sheep and he'll take off. And all the other sheep see him taking off. They have no idea why he's running, but they're going to run too just to be safe. And so they'll all start running away, even though they have no idea what they're running from, right? And so this shepherd being with them helps to calm them down, helps to keep his presence, helps them to keep from panicking. It's the shepherd who is with them to calm them. If there is a dangerous animal nearby, it is the shepherd who makes sure that that animal is dealt with, if you know what I'm talking about. David often mentioned, remember when David was about ready to take on Goliath? And the king, Saul, was wondering, how are you going to take on this king? And David reminded him of how the Lord was with him when he took down the bear and the lion, right? I think it was the bear and the lion, right? I think it was the bear and the lion. This aspect, why did he attack a bear and a lion? The reason is to protect his flock. And so David, as he understands what it means to risk your life to care for the well-being of your sheep. This is the very reason David himself puts himself in the place of a sheep. Look with me real quick in Psalm 4:8. Psalm 4:8 is an awesome verse reminding us of that. Psalm 4:8 says this, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Why? For thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. He's literally describing the experience he saw his sheep, fully trusting in him as a shepherd to rest calmly and peacefully. And he says the same thing about himself. I can rest peacefully because I know my Savior protects me. A lot of times it's easy for us to be in the same fearful position of a sheep, where our source of fear may be right in front of us. And sometimes it may be something that we have no idea what it is. And that what if potentially. And it's in those times that we make a choice. Do we panic? Do we try to do whatever it takes to get away from that source of our fear and panic? Or do we stay in the presence of our good shepherd and find comfort in him and in his care for us? Those times that we can have peace in times of uncertainty is when our eyes are on our shepherd. When we recognize that he is the one who is with us, that nothing can come to us without him saying it's okay. That's when his presence gives us peace. There's one more thing, and I need to hurry. Let's go back to verse 2. Verse 2 says this, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This green pastures is interesting, the food and water aspect. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters, food and water, providing for the physical needs of his sheep. One, the food aspect. For the shepherd, making sure that there are green pastures is a lot of background work. Work that requires planning to prepare the pastures for the sheep, to make sure that there's plenty of food available for them throughout the year. The other thing is he has to plan and kind of timing-wise, make sure that all of his sheep don't stay in one pasture too long where they overeat the grass to prevent it from growing back. So he has to not only pay attention to where they're at now, but he also has to pay attention to where they're at or where they're going to be in the future, right? Now, if he can prepare the pastures well, his sheep will not have to walk around looking for food. They're able to eat until they're full and then enjoy the lying down and resting. Literally, their rest comes from his work. Their rest comes from his work. And then we're talking about the still waters. We see the still waters, the quiet, clean, pure water that fully quenches the thirst of the sheep. Water can come from a couple of different sources, from the dew, from the grass, from a well, from a stream. But it's the shepherd's job to make sure that they have access to those sources of water. It means him getting up early in the morning and leading the sheep to pasture where there's dew on the grass. It means him taking the sheep to a well or a stream to make sure that they have access to water. In all of these ways, the shepherd cares for the sheep. And I don't have much time to be able to go into all the rest of the detail, but think about the aspect of how the shepherd cares for the food and the water of the sheep. And a lot of the times it's just in the background, him working hard to make sure that all of those things are fully cared for and fully provided for. There is an aspect, an important role that the sheep have to play in this food and water. Sometimes sheep may be tempted to go to sources of water that the shepherd did not lead them to. Those sources of water may be full of parasites and viruses that would cause much damage to the sheep, that would harm the sheep. And so in not trusting the shepherd to lead them to the sources of water where he knows the water is good and clean, and instead going to sources of water that are not good, they could have all kinds of problems. And so being patient and waiting for the shepherd to lead is an important aspect of trusting in the good shepherd, knowing and relying on the fact that he has plenty of good water. For us, it's also a good reminder, isn't it? To be reminded not to go after water that seems to be satisfying if the shepherd isn't the one who led you to it. Isn't it Jesus, the one who said, come to me, all you who are thirsty, and I will give you living water. I am the living water. Let's trust him in that. This is so good for us, and I'm out of time, but just remember this fact. The Lord is your shepherd. Of all the people who could be your shepherd, you get the best. You get the King of Kings. the Lord of Lords, the creator of all things. The one, there is no one who could love you better than he can. There is no one who can care for you in the way that he can care for you or protect you in the way that he can. And so trust him in that. Trust in him. When you feel the sense of fear and panic in your life, stay in his presence. Abide in him. Let his presence abide in you to give you the peace and calm that you need to rely on. In the aspect of your needs being met, just in the aspect of providing nourishment for your soul, remember to go to him and trust in him, to keep your eyes focused on the fact that he is providing for you. Even in times when you may not be able to see his work, you will be able to trust in his provision for your life. So let's trust him. Trust him. Wait for him to lead you to the water. Wait for him to be able to give you, lead you to the paths of plenty, and rely on him to care for you. We're going to continue to look throughout the next couple of weeks in Psalm 23 and see the different ways that our Savior shepherds us, our good shepherd cares for us, all right? But for now, we're going to be done. And we'll go ahead and close in prayer. Think about that this week. Read through Psalm 23, the first couple of verses, and even throughout the verse, and just think of it from a sheep's perspective of his shepherd. And as we'll do that, and we'll together do that as well, all right? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Jesus, thank you for being our shepherd of all of the people. You are our shepherd. Thank you. Thank you so much. Help us to be satisfied in you, to be patiently waiting on you as you care for us and as you provide for us, as you protect us throughout our life. Thank you so much for all of the ways in which you care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.